Episode 2233, Do Your Children Know Their Worth?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's Friday. Yay! That means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I hope, I just really do hope that you are staying warm. I know there are a lot of things happening with this southern winter storm. Texas is in a mess, and I just got to tell all of you who are in the middle of this, we are praying for you. Now, it is Confession Day, and so I want us all to take a deep breath. No matter where your ears are hearing this, know that God loves you, and that, you know what, sometimes things just happen. But you know that you are doing the best that you can. Do your children know their worth? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Do your children know their worth? Sometimes we think our words create a blanket of love and support, but unfortunately, what we think is being said is actually the missing link. How are you really supporting your child? Not many parents pause long enough to think about this question. So seriously, think about it for just a moment. How are you really supporting your child? We go about our everyday doing the same thing over and over again while letting our knee-jerk reactions become the leader. We take them to their activities. We sign them up for their love of dance and football and soccer, their love of baseball and volleyball, gymnastics, and we pay all of those fees. Come on, you've got horseback riding lessons. You've got, you name it, it's like helmet, equipment, horse, puppy dog, right? All of these things that add up into, this is what my child loves, so this is what I give them. Next, we listen to them complain about friendships, how they've been hurt. We listen to them fuss about their teachers and how much homework they have. Yet, we also see them come home with an incredible grade that they worked so hard on. Oh, and we can't forget the struggle with getting them to clean their rooms and pick up their stuff. But where in all of this do you hear, you're amazing, you're awesome, your confidence really shows when you're with your baseball team, you are so helpful to your friend? I know your heart is screaming at me right now. I get it. I hear you. Of course I know what my child is worth. What parent doesn't? But you see, that's the problem. We know it in our hearts. But the question remains, does your child know his worth? Does your child know her worth? Are you telling him with your words and not just with your givings? Are you letting your daughter know how amazing she is, not just by giving her lessons to play the piano? Stand for your children and shout their worth. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Shout your child's worth. Now, I know you know that I'm not really talking about literally shouting at them. No, that's for another episode. Yet, you want them to know and not assume based on only actions. Words matter. So you got to shout your child's worth. Well, what do I really mean by that? Well, let's break it down. Number one, express your heart with spoken words. If you're proud of them, tell them. Don't assume that they know. Do you know how I know this? Because I have a daughter and a son. And one of them got the whole idea that, yeah, I'm awesome. He still didn't always believe me. Most of the time, it was him trying to keep himself in check with his ego, which I appreciate as a mom. Then my daughter, who I know I always said was great, because of what I said to my son, she misinterpreted that she was not as great. I'm like, whoa. And this didn't come up until they were in high school and college. Now, there's a problem here. So, I mean, I'm confessing. This is something that we deal with as parents. We think we're doing what is right for our kiddos, but how they interpret it is totally different. And I hate to break it to you, but your child cannot see your heart. I have 5 amazing kiddos. All of them I am very proud of. Do they do everything right? Oh no. Do I do everything right? Definitely not. But you see, I still don't do everything right, even though I'm trying to be the best parent ever. For me, for my children, I'm not comparing and looking at you. I want to be the best parent ever for my child. And I have 5 of them. So it's 5 times I've got to repeat that. And now we're continuing to grandchildren. So now it's like, oh, double my worth here. I got to work even harder. But you see, I thought I was doing amazing. And honestly, yeah, I don't think I failed too bad. But I still did fail both my son and my daughter. Because here I was expressing it to them and they still didn't quite get it. So it's important that we make sure that our children know exactly what our heart is saying through our words, not just our actions. Because I know I've got girlfriends and I've got the spouses of the girlfriends. We'll say it that way because boyfriend saying it that way just does not sound right, especially being a married woman. No, doesn't sound right, right? Makes me a little uncomfortable. It's confession day. All right, so when you are talking about spoken words, and my girlfriends will tell me about, oh yeah, well, he's got the best bike ever and he is putting it together. We make sure he's got the best equipment and all of that. We pay the fees to the shows. We got it all together. He knows we love him. And I said, okay, but have you told him? Oh yeah, we tell him. Yet in talking to my children, it's expressed that, nope, I don't feel that love. Now, there's not a fault there. The parents aren't wrong, right? My girlfriend's not wrong. The dad's not wrong. And the child's not wrong. The problem is a breakdown of communication. And whether we like it or not, we have to communicate as parents on all levels. Actions, words. Even with our eyes, my children, you just ask them, my mom can throw darts with her eyes. Oh, you better believe I can. And they get it all the time. Okay, not all the time, but I can be. I can be across a room and they know, is mom going to, you know, do something that we don't want her to do? And is she going to throw fiery darts from her eyes? Or are we okay and going to live another day? They can see that. They can also feel it, our energy. If your blood pressure's going up, I guarantee you your child is feeling that tension in the room. So it's important that we understand the signals. And sometimes they're mixed signals, like I did with my son and my daughter. I didn't mean to. I was being a very honest parent, a loving parent, lifting them both up, yet both were interpreted differently. And there have been some times I felt like I've had to backtrack on that. And I've had to say, I'm sorry if that's what you thought, but honestly, mom is so proud of you. Express your heart with spoken words. Don't assume that they know. Number 2, acknowledge the worthy moments. When you experience the tenderness with a friend, let them know in that moment. So if they're helping somebody out, let me give you an example. My son was helping one of his friends and I was in the kitchen working and he was online talking to them. You know, they have all these different ways of communicating. So it wasn't just, you know, phone call to phone call. It was through another channel. Anyway, I'm listening to the conversation, understanding it's only one-sided. So I can't hear the friend's response. I can only hear what my son is saying. And I'm just listening to it and I'm fixing dinner in preparation and hurrying and scurrying around. And I just have the sense from him that he's really trying to take care of his friend in a situation. And at one point, I came around out of the refrigerator because our refrigerator door opened, and so I couldn't see him where he was sitting. So I closed the door, came inside of him. He looked up at me, and I just gave him two thumbs up. And I was like, way to go. I mouthed that to him. I was like, way to go, babe. This is awesome, dude. I didn't know the other side of the conversation, but I heard how he was handling it from his side of the conversation. And he was tender, and he was kind-hearted, and he was being compassionate. And for a man, you better believe I wanted to stroke that for him. I wanted to build that up. And so when he looked at me, I was like, yeah. Now, I couldn't go into great detail, obviously, because he was in conversation. But he caught at that moment that, wait, my mom noticed. I did something good. She's proud of me. Acknowledge the worthy moments. It's important. Because if we're always pointing out the bad, what do you think they're going to think? Oh, great. Mom only notices when I fail. Mom only notices when I mess up. Mom only notices when I'm not perfect. Oh, but when I perform and I'm perfect and I've got it all put together, then she notices. Do you see the breakdown? You want to shout your child's worth. Express your heart with spoken words. Acknowledge the worthy moments. And finally, number three, celebrate the obvious. Whether we realize it or not, what we see, our children do not. So you have to bring it up to them. You may notice your child holding open a door for an elderly lady. Acknowledge that. Now, you don't have to go up in the middle of the situation, right? I know I said acknowledge the worthy moments, but you got to kind of pick and choose. Because if your child's a little bit older, they're going to be like, Mom, you're embarrassing me. But if they're cute and a five-year-old, right? And they're just like, oh, let me do it, Mom. And they go up and they open up the door. It's fine to say, oh, son, that was awesome. Way to take care of this wonderful, beautiful lady. And then she walks in, and the lady would probably address him and say, thank you, son. That's very kind of you. And go on her way. Okay, there at that moment is a five-year-old, an eight-year-old, great being worthy moment and acknowledging it. But if you've got a teenager or a 20-something or even a 30-something, pushing 40-something, it may be a little awkward. So you do it kind of in the privacy and say, you know what, son? I'm really glad that chivalry still exists with you. Thank you for being kind and holding the door open for that lady that you saw. I just wanted you to know that I noticed. Great job, son. Okay, that is celebrating the obvious, but not making them uncomfortable, right? We do have to pick and choose how we're going to embarrass our children. There's a time and a place for that. I know. We like to do it to our five kiddos. It's awesome, and we can't wait till our grandson gets a little bit older. We could do it to him too. Plus, then we get to give him back, and then the parents have to deal with him. But that's for another episode. So celebrate the obvious. Acknowledge the worthy moments and express your heart with spoken words. You are your child's greatest cheerleader. So be sure they know it. Don't assume that your daughter knows that you are absolutely in love with what she does, whether she succeeds or whether she fails. You love her. What she does is fantastic. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have high expectations. Of course you can. But understand, these high expectations are to push them in what they want to achieve, not what you want them to achieve. There is a difference. We're not going to go into that. I know it's confession day. We could be here for 2 or 3 or 4 hours on that. But we have to understand and take to heart. We, as parents, we are our greatest cheerleader for our children. And it's about time we start stepping up. Because I don't know if you've looked around lately, but where do you think they're getting their self-esteem and their self-worth? Unfortunately, not from family. A lot of it's coming from where? Social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Before they're even 5 years old, they're going to have to figure out filters because they don't want to wake up and have their hair a mess. Do you know what I've loved about COVID-19? And I know that's kind of a weird thing to say, but I like it because the all natural is coming back. Because you know how crazy it is to wear makeup and a mask at the same time? It's itchy. I may put my mascara on or some eyeliner, but the rest, oh no, it just doesn't work. My mask looks a mess, and then I am itchy, and it doesn't go well together. And then when you do take it off, in the places that you can take it off, then you got a line, two lines normally, one underneath the chin and one across your nose, highlighting your cheekbones. Not good. We've got to make sure our children are getting the hugs and the love and the I'm proud of you from us first, not from a TikTok, not from a Facebook comment, not from 25 likes on an Instagram post, not from a message on Snapchat. It's got to come from us. It's time for us as parents to rise up and invest in our children's self-worth. Because unfortunately, we are missing the boat. I gave you just one simple example in my life with my daughter and my son. Does that make me a bad parent? No. But can I do better? Yes, I can. And that's what I want you to take heart to today. So the question remains, do your children know their worth? Today, I want you to confidently be able to say yes. Maybe you need to set up reminders on your phone 2 or 3 times a week. It doesn't have to be an everyday event, but the more you practice it, the more natural it will become. It'll become a part of your language, a part of your conversation. This is a way we communicate. And I know we're not sitting around the dinner table talking about this because most of us don't sit around the dinner table anymore talking about this. So we've got to be able to build our kids up when we're taking them to the activities. That may be 5 minutes in the car. Maybe an extra long ride is 20 minutes in the car. Maybe it's when they're just rushing off to bed. Oh, Mom, I've got study to do. I love you. Good night. And then they're gone. Our time is very limited with our children. So we've got to rise up as parents. We've got to invest in their self-worth. Because I don't know about you, but I know I want each of my children to walk into the world knowing that nothing is impossible. They can set their goals and go as high as they want to. There's no limitations. And I know that's what you want for your children. So think about that. Set reminders on your phone and just say, be kind to, and put your child's name. Just as a reminder until you get used to it. I know I've done those things and there's nothing wrong with that. Let's use our technology to benefit our relationships, especially with our children. Go out today. Be that incredible parent. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Stay warm and have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.